All right, it is 10 o'clock, the regular scheduled September 29th municipal court meeting. I declare a quorum is present. Judge Cox Hatchell is out today. So we're gonna start with agenda item number one, invocation and the pledges, the prayers relayed by Commissioner Dolly and the pledges by Commissioner J.W. Miller.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful today for your blessings and the many things that you do for us. And we thank you most of all for your son, Jesus, who gave his life that we might have life. And Father, we ask you this day to be in this court and help us to make the decisions that benefit the people of Upshur County and helps the citizens to go forward in their lives. And dear Lord, we also want you to always remember our first responders, our military, our law enforcement, that watch after us and take care of us 24/7. Lead us and guide us now in all ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honoring the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Terry, have anybody signed up this week?
Nope.
All right, item number two, consider take actions of approval of A, the minutes of previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, F, accept for recording the audit reports, treasury reports, bonds, O, deputations, certificates of state and county tax summary, refund of overpayment or anonymous tax payments in the excess of $2,500, Gilmore Civic Center General Lease Agreement / Rules and Regulations, Upshur County Emergency Service District Number 2 Financial Statement, and the Independent Auditor Report from September the 30th, 2022, and applications for use of Upshur County Roads and Rides Away and Permit Requests.
I make a motion that we approve Agenda 2, A through F.
Second.
We got a motion and a second. Any discussion? If I take none, we have a vote.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Item number three, discuss and take action to approve a proclamation declaring October as National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Do we have anybody to speak to us on that? How are you, ma'am?
Good, how are you?
Doing good, thank you.
My name is Holly Bruce. I'm the CEO of the Women's Center of East Texas, and we serve survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and trafficking in the counties of Gregg, Harrison, Upshur, Panola, Rusk, and Marion. And so I have a proclamation to read, if that's...
You need a copy of it?
Oh, that would probably be the easier.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Everyone knows someone. Whereas there is no age, race, gender, religion, or economic status that is immune from the impact of domestic violence that affects children, families, and entire communities, and results in violations of a person's privacy, dignity, security, and humanity by physical, emotional, sexual, psychological, and economic control and abuse to maintain power and control over another individual, including abuse against children and the elderly. And whereas National Domestic Violence Awareness Month strives to highlight how common domestic violence is, as nearly 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men aged 18 and older have suffered injury due to intimate partner violence, including rape, physical violence, and or stalking, and 1 in 15 children are exposed to intimate partner violence each year. And whereas Domestic Violence Awareness Month was launched nationwide in October 1987 as a way to help victims find the compassion, comfort, and healing they need by uniting them with organizations working on addressing domestic violence issues to assist with access to medical and legal services, counseling, and safe housing. And whereas this month allows us to reflect on what it means to be a survivor, a service provider, a counselor, a law enforcement officer, or a shelter worker as we work together to make a difference in the lives of those caught in a violent situation. And whereas local domestic violence service provider Women's Center of East Texas is focused on ending violence by providing shelter and non-residential services, including individualized safety planning, counseling, and comprehensive support services to survivors of domestic violence and their children.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. We need a motion to declare October as National Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
I'll make a motion.
Second. We've got a motion in 2 seconds to declare October as National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. All right. Item number 4, discuss and take action concerning the burn ban for the continued need of unincorporated areas of the county for protection from outdoor burning.
Motion to put the burn ban back in effect.
Second.
We got a motion and a second. That's up for discussion. We also have another deal that we can do. Y'all have provided a copy of it. It's a provisional burn ban where it allows for citizens to continue outdoor burning in unincorporated areas of the county, but it must be monitored at all times with a water source available or tractor equipment available during the time of burning. So that's another option that y'all have. Yeah, y'all can do a provisional burn ban if y'all don't want to go back into a burn ban.
It would be nice, but I think we probably wear the sheriff's department out on calls on this. If we just got a burn ban, they can go ahead and find them, and it would stop it. In the area that I live in, we've only had about 1/16 of an inch of rain, very dry. My constituents are wanting me to put a burn ban, and like I told them, I personally cannot do a burn ban, and either the judge can or the commissioner's court. I will represent them, and I'm proposing that we do a burn ban. East Mountains, they still have their burn ban in the city there. There's a lot of people in my area that burn, and they burn very unsafe. They do it unsafely. And since we've had the burn ban lifted, there's been a lot of burning going on, and we've been very fortunate not to have a major fire. So I'm a proponent of putting the burn ban back on, and it means they can't burn, so we won't be having a problem. And if the sheriff's department gets called, they can take action. On this here, I'm afraid they would be getting it when the citizens find out that they can be inspected and checked on. It could cause a lot of calls on the sheriff's department, and they'd have to make decisions out there whether they had enough equipment to put the fire out enough.
Gene, I'm a little confused. You mentioned that East Mountain still had theirs.
Yes, East Mountain.
I called them when y'all lifted the one a couple of weeks ago in the unincorporated areas. They said we do what the county does, so their spokeswoman at City Hall told me that theirs was lifted. And
well, they still got their signs up.
Oh, well, okay.
They lifted, they didn't put the
now, Big signs. Sandy, Big Sandy's, I think, is still in effect.
How many calls have you had?
I don't know.
I haven't heard of any issues of mine. Are there any fire chiefs here? Fire department people? Emergency personnel? That kind of speaks volumes. I mean, we need a burn ban. Why aren't they here? I'm not for one. Or a professional. But I'm just one.
I'm for one because we're one of 8 counties that, on the drought index that's provided by the Forestry Service. We're still in the red on the high scale. We're at 719 and the scale goes to 800.
Again, though, where are they? I don't see a forestry person.
Some parts of the county's had a lot of rain. I know here the other day when they got in the eastern three quarter up the north part of the county, I didn't even get a 1/16 of an inch of rain. So, Jack, did you get any rain in your area? I'm dry, and I think Diana, I'm getting calls from Diana that they're wanting fire, but on my side of it, people on my precinct.
Right, so, yeah, I mean, Titus and Kemp have never been under the burn ban. They get all the rain.
All right, so we got a motion and a second to go into burn ban, and it looks like the provisional is going to go away. So we'll take a vote.
All in favor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm for it. Against?
No.
Are y'all voting on provision or?
Yeah. All right, so.
That vote was on provision.
No, that was on Burn Ban.
On Burn Ban.
So the motion to reinstate fails, then it's a tie.
It's tied, so we go back into it now. So, go back to.
Oh, I thought the motion to go back into it failed.
Yeah, but.
If it's a tie vote.
Yeah, and tie vote.
A tie vote, it fails, doesn't it?
Yeah, that failed.
All right, so anybody want to make a motion on provisional? Item number five, discuss and take action to approve fall dump day to be held on October 28, 2023.
Make the motion that we approve fall dump days to be held October 28, 2023.
Second. We got a motion and second made that fall dump days be held on October 28, 2023. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Item number six.
What was the final outcome on number four? What was the final?
It died, so we're not under the Burn Ban.
Oh, so we're not having one?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, so the provisional that made it to the table in the Burn Ban was a tie, so. All right. Item number six, discuss and take action to approve and accept the recording of the final plat for Indian Rock subdivision.
Yeah, that's in my precinct. It's out there off from 154 right at the end of 1650. And this is the final plat. He's got all of his streets named and all. Our road administrator has looked at it, approved it, and I've looked at it. Everything looks to be okay. So I make a motion that we'll approve the final plat for the Indian Rock subdivision.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to record the final plat for Indian Hill subdivision.
Indian Rock.
Indian Rock, I'm sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Item number seven, discuss and take action to make nominations for the Upsher County Appraisal District Board of Directors. And currently, the court has nominated two individuals. Okay.
Y'all talked about the other one.
Okay, so we currently have one nomination that the court has approved, Ms. Oliver.
I thought we approved both nominations last time.
Apparently the minutes only show Ms. Oliver.
Because Jay wasn't here the last time we discussed this, said that Mr. Dodd had not wanted to go back on.
Yes.
Or be nominated again.
Correct.
So I put it back on here because we needed to make sure that nobody else had come forward and said they wanted to be nominated.
Okay.
Because it's getting time for me to turn the list into the appraisal district.
And we approved two the last time.
That's right.
Stacy didn't. I'll need to go back and read the minutes, but I understood that we only came up with Jackie Oliver.
Can I speak?
Yes, right, no, we voted, I made another motion and it was approved.
I didn't pass on the thing.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
What happened, y'all made a nomination to me and Stacy to die for lack of a second.
Okay.
Then I was nominated and voted on.
Right.
Then Jean nominated Stacy, and then she was nominated.
We both, yeah.
They were both nominated.
They were both nominated.
Okay, so.
Terry, what are your minutes?
They're five.
I don't, do you have the minutes?
You can renominate on this, so we clear it.
So, yeah. Stacy, yeah, it was nominated by, she was nominated.
Yeah, we can clarify it and do it now.
Said something about the judge, they're going to pass on that, and so.
Yeah, I mean, those two, we can say those two again.
Wait, she's really getting ready.
So let's just.
It's not in the minutes that Stacy was nominated. Chris, is that what you say?
it's not on these minutes we're approving today, it's on the one before that.
Oh.
Put it on the last one.
It's not in the last minute, not in the last meeting minutes that Stacy's approved them, right?
Okay, so let's have some.
It wasn't even on the last agenda.
I make the motion that we nominate Jackie Oliver and Stacy McMahon to the Upshur County Appraisal District Board of Directors.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion to nominate Jackie Oliver and Stacy McMahon to the County Appraisal District Board of Directors. All in favor?
Aye.
That motion passes 4-0. Item number 8, discuss and take action to perform work at the Yanbury grounds the week of October the 9th, 2023, on the interlocal agreement with the City of Gilmore. So basically, this is a housekeeping item that we've done for years, and so we just have to agree to the interlocal agreement with the city.
Who does the work?
The county does the work.
Motion is agreed.
Second. We got a motion and a second. Ms. Mary Lou, do you have any discussion?
I just want to give it to my friend.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to say thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
We appreciate it in the past and we appreciate it now. Thank you so much for your service and your hard labor.
Thank you.
Right. This is in preparation for the livestock show out there, isn't that right?
That is correct. Yes, ma'am. All right, we got motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Item number 9, discuss and take action for all departments to run any software or program updates through our contracted IPs, that's Gilmore Computer Tech, for expert feedback.
That's mine. I just want to make sure that we are doing that for all departments. I mean, they are the experts. If they don't know a program, they can learn pretty quick. That's what they do day to day. So I think it's good for us to rely on it. So that's my motion.
All right, we have a motion and a second for all departments to run any software or program updates through our contracted IT, Gilmore Computer Tech, or expert feedback. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Item number 10, discuss and take action to adopt a policy requiring the Upshur County Road and Bridge Department to give any updates concerning wrecks, employee hiring, suspiring, road work, etc. to all county commissioners.
This is mine too. I'm going to make a motion to table this because Billy Bird and Todd are still reviewing my road draft.
Okay.
But I do want to bring it back.
All right, so item number 10 will be tabled. Item number 11, discuss and take action to approve using the Building Maintenance Department to provide maintenance and services to Road and Bridge Department building and related equipment, and in connection, therefore, approve transferring the amount of $10,000 from Road and Bridge Department to Building Maintenance Department. And this previously was already funded, and then we went ahead and pulled it. And so basically, the budget's not going to change. This is just housekeeping item of transferring the funds from one department back to another department. And both the other department heads are fine with this?
Yes.
Okay.
Most definitely.
Okay.
Motion is approved.
Second.
We got motion in 2 seconds. To approve the transfer of $10,000 from Road and Bridge Department to building maintenance, so building maintenance can take over the maintenance of the building. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Item number 12, discuss and take action to approve changes to the Upshur County Employee Health Benefit Plan as follows. A, approve Sage as the new third-party administrator, TPA, of Upshur County Health Insurance Claims, and B, approve Various RX as a new pharmaceutical vendor.
I make a motion that we approve the changes to the Upshur County Employee Health Benefit Plan as follows. A and B, approve Sage as the third-party administrator, and approve Versus RX as a new pharmaceutical vendor.
We got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion passes 4-0.
I have a question here. I thought the EDC, which Paige here represents, I thought they were your third-party administrator.
No, that was Assured Benefits Administrators.
Okay.
So the third-party administrator is who's going to process the claims.
Okay, and y'all's role then I made a mistake in my last article. I thought y'all were the third-party administrator. What are y'all then?
We're the benefit consultants.
The benefit consultants.
Mm-hmm. So we try to make sure that the third-party administrator does
their job.
Gosh.
Yeah.
See, and now, Deb, you are changing folks here, it looks like. It says as the new, you're changing from who you had before.
Correct.
Okay.
I know y'all already passed the vote, but how does this affect the current insurance that you
got? It does not affect the county employees or nothing.
It's just going to be, it's going to be a new company that's going to process the claims.
The current company we have has not been processing the claims in a timely manner.
Oh.
And so a lot of the claims, a lot of the doctors and
correct.
And pharmacies and stuff like that have not been getting paid in a timely manner. So when some of our county employees have been going to the doctor, they're saying, hey, your last bill hasn't been paid. So that's why we're swapping the market.
So in other words, dissatisfied with the performance of the current folks who are acting as third-party administrator and pharmaceutical vendor, right, in that kind of nutshell.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. So basically things are changing on the back end, but as far as what the Upshur County employees see, nothing will change. So the benefits and everything are the same, it's just the back end work hopefully can be more up to par.
More timely manner, you know.
Yes.
More
timely.
No,
yeah.
No change in benefits.
No, sir.
Right.
No.
Is there a way to, whoever's been doing this, to maybe write some type of criticism that they haven't been doing their job?
They've gotten very many criticisms.
Yeah.
What are we talking about to warn other companies and other, you know?
I think this is just did not happen to us. I think it's happened to a lot more of their customers than just Upshur County. So I think they're getting
a lot. I think they're feeling the
pressure.
I think they're fully aware of their actions.
But we don't need to continue to have our doctors not paid when Upshur County is paying, but they're not paying the doctors, you know. So
in the med shop, people like go to pharmacy.
Yeah. So when some of our customers or clients are going, or employees are going there, they're saying, hey, they're not paying. So,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right, so motion passes 4-0.
I take it that EDC recommended this change?
Yes.
Okay.
I think everybody recommended this change.
I think for both department heads sitting right here, too. I think,
yes.
I think it's been a change needed to happen.
Sounds like especially the doctors and the pharmacists recommended.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Item number 13, hear any updates and discuss and take necessary actions concerning the ground 12 courthouse renovation, grant renovation, and or the courthouse employee relocation during the renovation. Judge LaFleur.
Gentlemen, I have no action items on this, and if it may please the court, we are still currently reviewing and taking in subcontract bids. One issue that we've brushed up against is the current contract that you guys have with your IT folks and how we're going to address them doing the work in the renovation by keeping them there. In place so that they have their eyes and hands on what we're installing. Other than that, we're just playing the waiting game. They're still getting in subcontractor bids from other entities that are involved in the courthouse restoration. Those are due, I believe, the 20th day of October. Once we get all those in, general contractor will come back to us with the final count on everything and present that to the court. We'll sign the dotted line
Do you know how long it typically takes them to decide on contract or who they're going to use?
It won't take them long at all, because you're not looking at a like what we did with a bunch of people. You know, they're looking at specialized people. You got two companies, and obviously they're going to pick, number one, who's going to be best for the job, number two, who's the best price. They don't look at it necessarily like a governmental entity would,
right,
where we would look at the best price, and then the work aspect of it, they look at it as the opposite, who's going to be the best contractor versus the best price.
Okay.
You say two companies, you talk about Stoddard and Komatsu, right?
No, sir. No, sir, I'm talking about subcontractors.
Oh, okay.
We've already hired Komatsu and Stoddard.
Yeah, I thought that's the two you talked about was going to renew all this. Do we not know anything yet about
when they're actually going to... When I get finished explaining to the commissioners all the things I need, you'll have all your answers as soon as I get done.
Good deal. And if I don't, I'll ask you.
Absolutely. And so once they receive all those subcontractor bids, they'll review them. They will come back to us and say, this is what we think it's going to cost. Then we will submit a notice to proceed to the Texas Historical Commission. Once they review everything and they're okay with it, they will issue the notice to proceed to the county. And in turn, we will issue a notice to proceed back to J.C. Stoddard. And I know it sounds like a whole lot, but it's not really. But once they get that notice to proceed, they'll start moving in and actual construction phase or demolition phase will take place, which I would assume we're looking at about 3 months of demolition, maybe a little bit longer, because they're basically going to go in there.
You got everybody?
Well, to some extent. You know, it's not like, you know, I've been preaching this since we started this process. It's not like they're remodeling the courthouse. It's restoration. They're going to be taking things down that were added prior to whatever timetable the state has on the courthouse. Not necessarily everything, but 80% of it. So we're probably still looking at end of October, 1st of November, first part of November before there's any action taken across the street, like fencing going up and stuff like that.
Danbury is safe this year.
Danbury is safe this year.
We have a representative. Have y'all had any discussion on moving forward, what the Danbury will look like?
For this year?
No.
After this year?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's get through this year.
We actually had a really good discussion a few weeks back about some options and moving forward, what all that's going to look like.
There'll be a Danbury somewhere. Yeah.
We need to make sure that's printed. Amber is not going nowhere.
Don't lose face.
Well, you're talking about after this year.
Yes.
And just so that the court knows, Gene Crutch Sr. has been my right arm through this whole thing. We've had not one but two days of subcontractors crawling through that building, and Gene Crutch Sr. has been spot on. So I wanted to give him a pat on the back front of the court. So, Gene, thank you for all your hard work.
Yeah.
And I'll answer any questions at this time.
So if I understand right, the actual work looks like the end of October, the first part of November.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
That's all I got. Thank you.
Things generally going smooth, Leeward, would you say?
Smooth as...
Smooth as being.
Do what?
Smooth as smooth can be.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you.
All right. Item number 14. Is there anything for the court to go in closed session about?
Not done.
I know.
No, I've covered
Brandy, you got any time for time?
All right. Well, we haven't been going in closed session, so we don't need to go in 15. Item number 16.
Motion to
adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0.
Leibert?
Yes, sir.
We don't have any pod issues today.